Hello, and welcome to another conversation from the Child Health Advisory Council and Career Physician. We are a group of former leaders and chiefs and chairs who are committed to passing on our experience and wisdom to the next generation of pediatric leaders and pediatricians. I'm Bruder Stapleton, chair of the Child Health Advisory Council. Other council members are Christine Gleason, Craig Hillemeyer, Renee Jenkins, Danielle LaRocca-Rina, Valerie Opapari, Bruce Rubin, Robert Sowen, Arnold Strauss, and Wesley Millican, the CEO of Career Physician, as well as John Hayes. Please visit careerphysician.com to review our leadership material and other conversations. And now, welcome to today's Insight Conversation.
We wanted to talk today about a positive topic, which is the joy of leadership. And I'd like to ask all of the members of our leadership council to participate, to share in the wonderful things that I think we've all experienced as leaders at whatever level, division director, chair of the department, or dean of a school of medicine. So I'd like to start with asking each member one or two things that they experienced that were most joyful during your tenure as a leader.
I love this topic. It's so positive. So I think to me, the greatest joys in my leadership position, which for 25 years was as a division chief, which I think is one of the best leadership positions in all of academics, because you basically get to do everything that you want to do. Sometimes it's a little bit too much, you know, multitasking, but you know, I love clinical medicine. So to be able to be a leader in academic medicine and still be able to practice and be sort of a player manager, I guess, not to use a bad baseball analogy, you know, it gave me the greatest joy. But my greatest joy came from the successes of my faculty and of our division. Not just, you know, grants and publications, but, you know, the benchmarking, the clinical outcomes nationally compared, where we started doing all sorts of things to improve and got better and better, and outcome statistics were great. And the best of all was when my deserving faculty got promoted. It was so joyful, and, you know, the celebrations that we have, and those are my top joys of leadership as a division chief.
Thank you, Christine. I'll mention that when I was young, my mentor, David Goldring, told me that becoming a division chief was a really good idea, and it was a wonderful place to be, and you could do all of the things and have direct interactions with your faculty, and to never become a department chair. Some of us did that, so I'd like to ask Ruder next to talk about his joys in his three roles as a department chair.
Well, Arnie and everyone, I loved being a department chair. I also loved being a division chief because I loved the kidney and everything you did related to the kidney. But the joy I had was the relationships with the faculty and the residents and even the students. To have those relationships that have lasted for years, I just felt so privileged to be around such smart people and who cared about doing something worthwhile for kids and families. And every day was a joy going to work. And I'll pick the residents as an example to every year, this new group of incredibly bright, inspired people that joined our family as a department. And my wife and I got to know, and they send us holiday cards. They call us occasionally for advice. Whenever I see anyone, they say, the first thing they say is, "How's Barbie, my wife?" Those relationships, I can't tell you. Every time I see a graduated resident and at a meeting or see from them at the holiday time, my heart jumps up. For I behold a rainbow in the sky. So I just love those relationships.
First of all, it's such a pleasure to have this question. I, you know, Christine mentioned it, and Bruder, I think, kept smiling as his comment. So I'm so happy for you to pose this question. I'm smiling as well. But actually, I took a step back to when I was, before I became a division chief, I was actually a director of a multidisciplinary team, which was interprofessional, social work, psychologists, caseworkers. We were one of the only programs to make home visits. And my relationship to my patients, I mean, I'm taking you back to the mid-80s, where in fact there wasn't 24/7 coverage for patients. And I gave out my home number and got to know my patients, but also my team, and that we were really a team. We wrote grants together, we saw patients together, we advocated. And then, you know, my joys have been, you know, very much what my colleagues have said, building relationships. You took me, Bruder, and you were smiling so much at being chair. I remember when I was chair of a children's hospital, I invited the entire department. That meant not only the faculty and residents and fellows, but the staff. And we had a pool. And one of the fellows, I told them, you're responsible for your children because I have a pool. And you have to, and I saw one of the faculty throw his kid into the pool. I said, oh my goodness, my heart almost stopped, but we all laughed. So that sense of community, of caring about our patients in our community. And then I think as president, match day was great. So that excitement about medicine, about the love of medicine, which is lifelong, and then developing those relationships, mentorship, sponsorship. And I have to say one thing, it's at the higher up you go, the lonelier it is. So holding on to that joy can be tough, but freedom, intellectual growth, expanded networks across all disciplines, right? I mean, John is here, you know, we talked about the AAAP, the administrators, our colleagues in health that are beyond our departments. And I've learned so much from that. So I could go on, but I'll stop there. You made me smile today, Arnie, so good.
I'm glad everybody's smiling. Greg, maybe you can talk about as a dean, what some of your joys were.
You know, I think as a dean, and I think that actually Danielle said it very well, as you go from division chief to department chair to, you know, dean or whatever other administrative positions, your perspective really changes on things. And one of the things that as a chair and as a dean became perhaps more of a joy to me than I had anticipated is the ability to actually do walk-arounds that involve more than just physicians. You know, understanding issues of patient satisfaction, quality really requires more of a, it forces you to have a more comprehensive view of the whole healthcare system. And I found that to be very fascinating. I think oftentimes some of the things that as physicians we think are really important probably aren't quite as important as we think they are. And there are probably a lot of things out there that we don't pay any attention to that are really very important. Yeah. So the ability to talk to people who are not necessarily physicians, to understand what their issues are, and to try and get physicians to be involved in those issues, to me was really one of the things that I hadn't expected to find. And I think probably earlier in my career, if I would have understood that better, I would have enjoyed my career a lot more. But it really is having that changing perspective throughout your career allows you to really look at things from different issues and to talk to all sorts of different people and different professions. And I think that made me very happy.
Bob, I'd like your joys of leading a group of surgeons, sometimes not such an easy task.
Yeah, I had a surgical department chair say to me, you know, Bob, the secret to developing a great department of surgery is to hire thoroughbreds and let them run and stay out of their way. So the problem is that thoroughbreds don't always behave well in the barn.
Yep.
I thought that was pretty apropos for surgeons. So many of the comments that the other council members made resonated with me. I think some of my greatest joys were seeing people whose careers maybe took a detour or who were struggling, and seeing them overcome those and to be successful, you know, that was always very gratifying for me. Another maybe very specific experience or experiences that I had was I had a couple of faculty members in our department who were really outside the box thinkers and real innovators. And they had ideas that, you know, at first blush might seem completely out of the realm of possibilities, and being able to encourage them to pursue it. Two of those situations, both of their ideas led to the development of companies. I just love seeing people who are overcoming challenges and are successful, either challenges of their own making or challenges that others have forced upon them, and being able to help them overcome those challenges.
Thank you, Bob. I agree. And Bruce, as a former department chair, what were your joys?
Wow, Arnie, this is such a great topic. And coming near the end, I can just keep shaking my head and say, I so agree. But watching the growth of residents and faculty, it has been such a great joy, but it's also helped us to grow. I know that through mentorship, you give, but you also get quite a lot back. The friendships that have been developed have been lifelong. I keep in touch with so many people that have trained with us, that have continued and that have gone on to do great things. And all of those are ongoing ways to celebrate. So thank you for setting up this topic.
I'm going to surprise Wesley by asking him, as a leader of this company, what joys have you experienced as we develop?
I've been really blessed, Arnie. I've been able to work with the same team. I mean, members of my team have been with me for a really long time, and it's become more of a family than it is a team. And I think that's brought me a lot of joy. I'm reminded by members of my team that we still don't celebrate the positive things enough. You know, you get caught up in the work, and you know, as I listen to all of you talk about joy, when I think about joys, oftentimes I find myself looking back versus being in the current. And so I think there's probably some wisdom in that of spending more time looking today for the joys we're experiencing. Because I found that helps to slow things down a bit, brings in a bit more wisdom. And but I would definitely say my team is, like my kids, is a great joy. And I think you know, from a search firm perspective, our mission, different than a lot of firms that fill searches, is to impact the lives of kids with the people that we place. And so, you know, when I see the hundreds of kids we've impacted positively by the leaders that we've placed, that also, it's fulfilling, right? In the work that you do, to see it impact kids in a positive way. So that would also be up there at the top.
Thank you. I want to add one, as a basic scientist, one joy with an anecdote, which is I was in the lab one Sunday morning, which was my time to try to get things done. And one of the postdoctoral fellows in the laboratory came in screaming, actually, and showed me her experiment from that day, in which she, after 2 years, had isolated a clone from the thing that the protein that she was interested in. And the joy of that discovery for her was absolutely amazing. And it turned out to be an important discovery. And so the joy of discovery, I think, is also a major plus for those of us who can experience. It's not just in the lab. It's the clinical trial that works. It's the outcome of, as some of you mentioned, the patients. The joy of those successes is tremendous. At least one of you mentioned not celebrating enough. And I'm notorious for that. My wife tells me to smile every day, and admonishes me that I never do. So how do you celebrate? How do we express this joy in meaningful ways?
Arnie, you again made me laugh, because it took me back to when I was a PL2 and I'm a night bird. And so I would do a 2 a.m. really detailed rounds, and the nurses loved me, but the rest didn't. You know, it is the joy of rediscovery is one of the things you just, when you mentioned basic science, you know, because I know the translational pathway, right? We all were taught. But when I was president, I was actually responsible for overseeing, you know, the sort of administrative issues around labs. And so I did a tour of the, obviously the entire university, but I was reintroduced into the lab in ways that I hadn't been in a very long time. And I was a chemistry major and loved a lab, but I was so distant from it in my various positions. And it was coming full circle and rediscovering so much about medicine and science that took me to this path. So that, and you made me smile on many things, not only, you know, looking back, but also thank you for saying, or I think it was Wesley who said, looking forward, because it can be that we get, you know, through our experiences, you know, the ups and downs, and it is important to think of the joy ahead of us too. So thank you for that.
So I think one of the things that we can do to celebrate these joys is to make sure that as leaders, whether it's as a faculty, a division chief, a chair, or a dean, is to make sure that we use the sort of opportunities we have to make sure that everyone knows about these successes, whether it be a faculty meeting, division meeting, newsletter, email, whatever. Don't forget to celebrate success, because people really want to feel good. I've never seen as many smiles around the group as I've seen during this discussion. And I think oftentimes we tend to lose the joy. And I think as leaders, it's part of our job to make sure that people pay attention to it and really partake in it.
They say that it actually takes many more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So having said that, I also love seeing everybody smiling here. You know, I loved celebrating the successes and the joys in our division, social gatherings, having people over, like you had mentioned, Danielle, in your own home, and having them, you know, your kids running around and so forth. Those were great ways to celebrate. And I got, I have to say, so much joy out of myself, out of acknowledgments of my leadership and respect and celebration of my successes as a leader. And I remember the first few years of my division chief position in Seattle, Bruder, my chair, would send me at the end of, you know, something we were doing in the, you know, community with the children's hospital, setting up NICUs and this and that and the other thing. And we'd been successful in doing things the way we had hoped to do them. And he would send me a personal note. It meant so much to me. And it was really like a celebration. And so I've been paying that forward, you know, from as much as I can, to do the same kind of thing, to celebrate, you know, not just with social events and things, but sending a note, you know, great job with this, you know, you've become such a great medical director and you didn't think that that's something you really could do, but look at you now and things like that. So I'd say thank you to Bruder for instilling in me a great way to celebrate my own successes and my own joy in leadership and then passing it forward to others.
I also wrote handwritten notes frequently to people, and was astonished one day, 10 years later, to be talking with somebody, and they pulled my note out of the drawer and said, "You sent me this note 10 years ago, and I remember because it was so important for me to share the joy."
Actually, Christine preempted me. I knew that Bruder wouldn't toot his own horn, but he was marvelous at that, and it wasn't limited to his own department and his own faculty. He sent me many notes over the years. So I think that the point was made earlier, you want to publicly acknowledge accomplishments of your faculty, but also that personal touch. Yep. Is so impactful, and you're right, Bruder set a great example for that.
I'd like to summarize briefly, and perhaps the most important message is it makes us all smile. We smile because of the accomplishments of others whom we've helped as leaders, but we celebrate with them. And that's the joy of the major joy of being a leader is being able to assist others to be successful and to develop the relationships, which is a word I heard almost everybody use, that lasts forever. So the joys of leadership are huge, and it makes up for the hard times, more than makes up for the hard times. For those of you listening or watching who are thinking about becoming leaders, it's a great thing to do. And it is fun in the end, joyful and wonderful. And hopefully we can all continue to celebrate for many years as we see those with whom we worked be successful. Thank you all very much for your participation.